Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to the show. I'm Michelle Slade, and you are listening to Heroes of the North State. Well, this evening, we have two wonderful individuals who have been in our community for a very long time, and you'll probably recognize their names because of the causes that they're involved in, but also because we've featured them right here on the show in the past. And the reason why we bring them back is these ladies are involved in so much, and they're giving of their time. For those of you who maybe are not familiar with the premise of the show and you're just tuning in, Heroes of the North State is founded because it was inspired when we had all those, we had the big disasters, the car fire and all the other fires that were happening in our community a few years back. And we found that there were so many people in our community who were just rising above and making a difference and giving back, not because they had to or were told to, but simply just because it's the right thing to do. And so that inspired us to take a look at our unsung heroes in the North State. So this evening I'd like to welcome Joanne McCarley, and she's with Shining Care. Welcome, Joanne.
Hello. Thank you.
And then we also have Barbara Harrison, and she needs no introduction. She is an amazing woman in her own right. She has been a longtime community supporter of so many causes that you really can't list them on a sheet of paper. Barbara, I had an opportunity, welcome, first of all.
Thank you.
Thank you. I had an opportunity to get to know her. I have to tell you, I was the one that's truly blessed. So, and she's also a volunteer for Shining Care ongoing. And Shining Care's got some exciting, new things that are going to be happening. And I was telling Joanne a little bit earlier, I'm not going to do it justice. So I'm going to let her do an introduction to let everyone know what's coming to our community. Joanne,
okay.
Take it away.
Yes, we're very excited. Thank you for having us.
You're welcome.
We are getting ready to launch the Purple City Initiative for our Reading area. And the Purple City Initiative started actually in the UK, but has spread globally and across the United States. And it's basically an awareness movement, a little bit like Think Pink, but it's helping people just be aware that, you know, as we get older, we may get dementia, or if maybe we have a head injury, there are a lot of things that can cause a dementia. And there are a lot of issues that happen with seniors, but seniors are still our valuable community members.
Yes.
And they deserve honor and care. And so that's what the initiative is about. It's just helping people be aware and be educated on the issues that affect our seniors, and so that we can be helpful community members and help them feel still welcomed,
right,
which they should be, because these are our founders. They've laid the foundation for where we're all living now and how we continue on. And so, so we, you know, Shining Care, we are a nonprofit, and our mission is to help, people age well.
Yes.
And we're all aging. This is something we all have in common, right?
Yes.
We are all aging every day.
You betcha. We're all aging, yes.
Right. And we all have, you know, different challenges, and all of our bodies age in different ways. And so, our vision and mission is that with each season of life, that it can still be a quality of life, and you still may have some health challenges. Mm-hmm. There may be some dementia that happens, but that doesn't mean you stop living, and that doesn't mean you can't still have quality of life.
Yeah.
And so, you know, May is Older Americans Month, and we usually have, and we are doing it now, we have the Powerful Senior Award, and the whole intention behind that is just, you know, let's not forget our older Americans. Let's not forget those people who raised us and who set the stage for us, you know, for the next generation to go on and be successful and happy. And to just remember that just because a person is older doesn't mean that they can't do things anymore. Yeah. They can. Maybe as we get older, we can't do everything we used to do.
But we think we can.
Exactly, right? I know. I tell you, as I'm getting into my late 50s, I go to do something. I know, right? It's all relative. Yeah, right? Yeah. I heard a 30-year-old talk about, you know, how old she was. I was like, oh, honey, I wish I was 30 again. You know, so this is something we all relate to. And I think it's anywhere you go, whatever culture, you know. So the message is, no matter what's happening, if you are having changes of condition, it's going to be okay. It's okay to reach out for support. And as a community, we can be supportive and helpful.
Yes.
In the normal course of our day. You know, for years we've been doing the Gatekeeper program.
Yes, that's true.
And that's, you know, a program that we, you know, are here to educate our community and empower and equip community, mostly businesses, but anybody, to just recognize when we see an older adult that we know having a change, like that might be putting them at risk.
Yeah.
And just recognizing that and being that trusted person to reach out and make sure they're okay. And then they can connect them to Shining Care. And we, for no cost, then can meet with that person, all consensual. But just find out what's happening and then get them connected to whatever services and supports that they need to get back to a place of wellness and being okay. So Purple City, the Purple City Alliance, is just an extension of our existing Gatekeeper model.
For those who are, excuse me, Joanne, for those who are just now hearing the word Gatekeeper, could you give us a description? What is a Gatekeeper? What does that mean if you are a Gatekeeper, and how does that affect our community?
Right. So a Gatekeeper is really a person who is caring and concerned,
helpful,
and watchful, and willing to take an extra minute to just show that care and concern, and help them connect to what they need.
So for anyone, so let's say
it might be a beautician.
Okay. So a Gatekeeper is someone who takes notice in their life of others.
Right, and it's equipped. So our Gatekeepers, you know, it takes literally 10 to 15 minutes to give you the basics.
Yeah.
And most of us know, but it's just that basic, okay, I've known Mrs. Smith. She's been coming into my store for 10 years or more, and she's always dressed impeccably and, you know, very perky, and all of a sudden she's come in and she's wearing two sweaters and her hair's not combed. And we know Mrs. Smith. Mrs. Smith happens to be her personality that she would never go out like that. So it's that trusted person we know. We know our neighbor. We know our customer. So they're the ones that are going to see a change. There might be a subtle change in, like, personality or an ability to hear or what. It could be a number of things. But that Gatekeeper is willing to just not just sort of brush it off and just assume, oh, somebody else must be seeing that. I can't do anything about it. Our Gatekeepers know that, okay, I know the Mrs. Smith is.
Yeah.
Mrs. Smith is. And I'm willing to reach out to them and say, hey, how are you doing? I have some friends that, you know, they're here to help you.
And the bad thing about that is they go along day to day and they don't see it.
Yes.
They don't see it in themselves, so they have to have somebody, not necessarily family, but just somebody from our group to come in and spend some time with them and let them know that things aren't right for you now. What can I do to help you, you know?
Yeah, right.
And when it's brought out in the open, then they maybe will start taking a better look at themselves and, you know, and do something that we suggest.
Yeah, no, that's so true. And, you know, this first break went by so quickly. We are going to take a moment, ladies. This is a good place to go to our commercial breaks that help make this show possible. So if you are just tuning in, you're listening to Heroes of the North State. And I'm here with Joanne McCarley, and she is the director and founder of Shining Care. And we're talking about the Purple City Alliance of Reading. Purple City Week is coming up. And Barbara Harrison is a longtime supporter of our community. And we will be right back. I'm selling. celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Axiom Repertory Theater presents live on stage Mel Brooks' madcap comedy, Young Frankenstein.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
Young Frankenstein, May 6th through the 29th. Tickets at the box office on Bocelli Lane or online at axraptheater.com.
Thirty years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, welcome back. You are listening to Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade with My Umbrella Marketing. And tonight we're talking about the Purple City Alliance and what that means for our community. And I was asking Joanne and talking with Barbara during the break, and I thought, let's do a little more clarification, if you don't mind, for my mind and our listeners. So we've got the Purple City Alliance, and we've talked about that that's new to our community. And we talked about a little bit about Shining Care and Gatekeepers, but how does Purple City Alliance differ from Gatekeepers and what you're already doing?
Well, it's not actually different. It's really just an extension or like an augmentation of the Gatekeeper program that we're already doing. Okay. And I've been saying we're just putting a fresh color like on the message. It's really just showing, helping there be awareness that we as a community are united in purpose and being committed to helping our elders be safe and well. And so it's really an extension of or a fresh look. Yeah. Or an augmentation. I'm still really working on how to explain it, but when I saw the global movement and I saw what other cities were doing, Knoxville, Tennessee, they do big things. It's Riverside. Some of the bigger cities make it a big deal, mm-hmm. and it just brings a lot of awareness, and it's fun, and it engages everyone.
Yeah.
You know, the
yeah.
every people of all ages can take interest and take part.
So tell me, so we have May as Older Americans Month, and then June we're going into elder abuse awareness.
Yeah, so June, so here locally, a number of our elder care agencies and healthcare agencies have worked together to bring awareness to elder abuse and fraud. And so June has been Elder Abuse Awareness Month. And so a big part of the Purple City Alliance, because it's about being equipped to recognize
Yeah,
the different risks and how to handle it as a community and know how to help in our normal course of our day. Let's launch it in June because the two messages go together. And we have been doing things with the purple color because the color purple also is the color for elder abuse awareness.
Okay.
It's also the color for Alzheimer's awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And the Purple City. So let's bring it all together because you can't really separate them all.
No. And,
right?
and that's the alliance name, I imagine, because
yes.
everyone can come together
yes.
for one cause.
And anyone can be a Purple City Alliance member. It's
yes.
free. And basically you're just, you know, committing, saying,
yeah.
out loud and to the world that you're committed to just in your everyday life and everyday business acting as gatekeepers
yeah.
and, you know, being committed to honoring and caring for our community's elders, disabled adults, and their caregivers.
Yeah.
Being aware and watchful for signs of risk.
And being very supportive, too. Excuse me,
yes.
Joanne, but I think
yeah.
that's the key word there.
Yes.
Is supporting the elders.
Yes. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and it's so
I'm
the,
one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How can we help you, Barbara?
Well, and it's,
I'd be on help.
I think people don't mean to be rude.
No,
but I think that sometimes people get uncomfortable, or maybe they're in the busy and they're kind of in their own world and they don't realize they're being impatient.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically, we're saying we're a friendly city, which our community really is a friendly
yeah.
city.
Oh, yeah.
I think all of us who live here have had people say, wow, everyone's so nice here.
Mm-hmm.
So let's show the world that. And we have a lot of tourists come through. We have a lot of people who visit our city.
Yeah.
So the Purple City Alliance, you know, the members
mm-hmm.
Will receive a window clean with the really cool
nice.
Purple logo and, you know, some signage if you want it. And then, of course, Purple City Week.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was just going to say,
yeah.
emphasize the week.
Yeah. yeah. So we're launching it and we're starting the initiative that the first week of June of every month will be Purple City Week
Fantastic.
In Reading. And we're going to paint the town purple to bring
Bye.
Awareness. So it's a really, it's a fun way to get involved. So our alliance members, our businesses are getting into it and mm-hmm. we'll be having a contest, kind of like
Good.
Rodeo Week where, you know, people yeah. can dress Western and they can decorate for
yeah.
for the week. This is all about purple. Be creative. Have fun. Let's bring awareness. And so we're doing a contest. And
mm-hmm.
as part of
and
our...
we're painting the bridge.
Yes. We're lighting up the bridge purple. So we start June 3rd.
Okay.
We're having a senior resource and wellness fair.
Fantastic.
And a kickoff reception. 5:30, very short, for our leaders our leaders will be there of our community and our alliance
okay.
members and the community come out and we're just celebrating the initiation
yeah.
of this and kicking off the week.
Nice.
And then, there are different agencies you'll see around town, purple flags that signify cases of abuse and you'll see some
mm-hmm.
awareness signage about elder abuse throughout the week. There are different activities, food drives, things happening. And then on June 11th is the grand finale, I guess
yes.
you could say, which is our Purple City Fest at the Sundial Bridge. We'll have lots of fun things happening, resource exhibits, some crafting and fun exhibits mixed
mm-hmm.
in there, games for the kids. We have a whole lineup of local entertainers, including amazing aerial silks demonstration.
Fantastic.
That's
looks like
Cirque du Soleil.
Yes.
From California Dance Company. And then we'll have a ceremony as the bridge lights. and everybody will can have their purple glow stick, and we walk across the bridge, just making an outward symbol of we are united as a community. We care.
Yeah, exactly.
We call that a statement.
It definitely is. Yeah. And, you know, one thing our community is great about is coming together. And if this is, you're saying it's a free event, mm-hmm. so come out, bring your kids, bring your strollers, bring grandma and grandpa, mom and dad, anybody that you know, come. I mean, we've seen the bridge lit in all different colors, and every single time, it's like that feeling you have on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
When it's lit, you're like, ooh, you know, it's so beautiful. So come out and, I'm excited about it. So you're going to do a scavenger hunt, I think, is what I heard.
Yes, yes. So we call it the treasure hunt because, so you receive your treasure hunt map, which just sends you around to the different exhibitors, mm-hmm. and you gather little pieces of information to fill out your card. Everybody gets into it every year. It's kind of a fun thing. So you're visiting the exhibit, but you're also kind of, it's a game.
Yeah.
And then when you get it completed, you turn it back in to go into a drawing. And Cornerstone Community Bank always generously donates. So we have, you know, $250 cash prize plus some other surprises.
Yes, yes. So
in the basket. And then Barbara has been amazing. She's always such a helpful volunteer in so many ways. But she's been going around and collecting a lot of raffle prizes also, so we have raffles.
So, Barbara, this is what I love about you. Every time I talk to you, you're not just doing one thing. You're doing multiple volunteer things, and it always includes your house.
Yes, so, it has to.
It has to include your house. So tell us, what are you working on now for Purple City Week and Purple City
Month? Actually, what I'm doing is just going around and getting a lot of donations.
Okay.
Which are the prizes for the people that win something that we put on for them to be involved in. No, so if they're going to be number one in winning a prize, then they come and they get to pick a prize from what I've got shown there on display.
Okay, so are we allowed to talk
auction,
about...
There's no auction this time. It's just going to be all raffle prizes.
Fantastic. Are we allowed to say, like, a couple of the prizes to get people thinking?
How about an air flight around town?
I would love that.
Yeah, a lot of people would. Yeah.
Okay.
Ron Lim has been real helpful in donating that. He's a sweetheart.
He is.
So that, and we've got some baskets being donated. Cornerstone Bank is donating a big basket. So I could kind of go on and on, but I'm not going to give the farm away. You have to
come and see what we got.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so true. So right now it's just filling up your home and...
My garage.
Your garage. Yeah. Okay. So
I have to leave room for my cat.
Yeah. So Barbara says this. We've been on events before together, and when says her garage, she doesn't mean like one or two things. It's like tables, rows of tables with items on them. So that's wonderful, Barbara.
Amazing.
You're amazing.
No, I'm not. I just love doing stuff like that, though.
Yeah, but see, that's what's so wonderful about our North State Heroes. That's why we have Heroes of the North State and why you've been featured, because it's people like you that you don't make it seem like it's hard. It's not work because it's just your heart.
Right. And nobody tells me no, so I.
That's true.
How dare them?
Yeah, that's so true. This is Barbara Harrison. Yes, Barbara, come and pick it up. Or I'll bring it to you.
How much do you want?
Yes.
That's what they usually say.
So, well, I have a basket for you from my umbrella.
Good, that's why I gave you that form.
Yeah, I got it all put together. I just need to bring it over to you.
To me, yeah.
Yes, and so is it too late to donate for this event if you
Or any
events
that you're
doing?
I'll take it the night before. I mean, are you kidding me?
Okay, that's a great answer, Barbara. So we have two amazing events happening during the week. And have we missed anything in between? Do you want to go into a little more detail on any of them? Did I rush you through?
Well,
can I just say one thing? I think it's really neat that this is going on for a whole week.
Yes.
Because usually it's like a one-night thing or a two-night thing, and then it goes away and people forget. So having it go for a whole week is a terrific idea.
Yeah.
It kind of embeds in your brain a little bit more than normal. I mean, it's usually just one short, like I said, day or two, and then it's over with. And We don't want that.
Right.
I like to make it like a challenge. Correct me if I'm stepping out of my bounds here.
We'll tell you.
At Christmas time, we go around and we look at all the homes. Yeah. And they're all decorated and they're beautiful. And it's a family tradition that we do. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we had that happening in our town with Purple during Purple City Week? We could go Purple City Light looking and businesses could be all in purple. And then, like you said, our, you know, our outfits are uniforms.
We know what your job's going to be next year.
Oh, I would love to coordinate that. I think that would be wonderful. Instead of the Christmas light looking, which I do every year, it could be our purple light looking.
Right, and I've seen online how some of the cities really get into it, and it's fun. People get creative. So that's what we're starting. So we are challenging people, and we would like businesses to compete for who can do the most creative purple. We are ordering t-shirts.
Okay.
So, you can buy a t-shirt from us, and that helps go to our proceeds that our programs that help the seniors.
Okay.
And we have scarves and different things. So if you need help wearing purple, we have some items for you.
Fantastic. So we're going to hear
more
about that.
I think we should get some purple light bulbs for people's porch lights.
Oh, good idea.
Would that be fun?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be. So, ladies, we're going to take a break again, but we're going to be right back. I'm Michelle Slade with My Umbrella Marketing, and you are listening to Heroes of the North State on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hey KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location, Anderson, across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. Welcome back to the studio. It's a live show tonight, and we've got Joanne McCarley, and she's with Shining Care, and we're talking about the Purple City Alliance and Purple City Week. And Barbara Harrison, who's a longtime community supporter and volunteer, and she's showing her talents with getting all these raffle items that are coming up. And we've been talking about how to get involved and how a business can get involved with Purple City Week and with the Purple City at the Bridge. And so I think, Joanne, I'm just going to let you kind of just let everyone know how we can get involved, and then we're going to give some information out.
Great. Yes.
Okay.
So first and foremost, anybody can be part of the Purple City Alliance, which just says I care, and I'll just do my little part of being caring and friendly and helpful within my capacity. It's
yeah.
not a big commitment. It does not cost any money.
Yeah.
So what you do is you just go to shiningcare.org, and mm-hmm. it's right there. And you just, it's literally takes 1 minute
to make a pledge.
It's an electronic form. And if you can't do that, give us a call and just say, I want to join the Purple City Alliance, and we'll do the paperwork for you.
Yeah.
And then you're on our list, and we are in the process of getting window clings.
Mm-hmm.
So you can put it on your car, you can put it on your home window, you can put it on your business window.
Yeah.
And, we can, you know, send you our, monthly newsletter, which just has helpful, like
yeah.
three helpful articles, things that, something about dementia, something about risk signs. So it's a very helpful information that's
yeah.
easy read, and you'll receive that, so that you're equipped to be a helpful community member in the normal course of your day. So A, just join the alliance, join in the fun. It's a
yeah.
good positive thing. A lot of problems in the world, but this is something that we know makes a difference.
Oh, absolutely makes a difference. And you know what?
And anybody
can
do it.
My umbrella was mm-hmm. the first one to sign. I think.
Yes.
Was I the first
you
or
were?
Almost the first? Okay, so I'm waiting for my window clean.
Yes.
So when those come in, I'll be first in line.
We need to. So
yes.
we're waiting. We're going to give it another week and
yeah.
and get to have a better idea of how many to order.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic.
So, yeah, so, yeah, so, and then second, people can get involved by, you know, coming to our events. If you are a business or know a business, you can come, you know,
yeah,
tell them about the events. We do have exhibit space. So like I say, we have a resource fair on June 3rd. So we're looking for resources to be at this event. We have a good number of agencies mm-hmm. there coming now, but we do have a little bit of space left.
So what type of resources are you looking for?
You know, really it's any type of resource that lends to health and wellness.
Okay.
Which includes recreation.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not just people that go to the doctors all the time. We have interests.
We have
it's
life.
Actually really important that we're involved in hobbies and being mm-hmm. connected socially and having
yeah.
a nice time, having a good time. So, you know, it's really, if there's something that you think that would lend to people's overall wellness, that's an appropriate
yeah.
Exhibitor.
Okay.
Okay. And there's, will be exhibits at both the June 3rd and the June 11th event.
Okay.
I hope I'm not forgetting anything.
No, it's wonderful. So
yeah.
if I understand you right, we're going to have, for the events themselves, a little synopsis.
Mm-hmm.
So on June 3rd, it's going to be at the Reading City Hall. Is that correct?
Yes.
And it's going to be a reception. Come and meet yourself.
Yeah, so, yes, well, we'll be there. So, starting at 3, you can just come around and visit the exhibits, get
okay.
resources. We will be having two mini seminars
okay.
In the midst of that. So, we have Reading Police Department, Shasta County DA's Office, Adult Protective Services, Ombudsman. We have a lineup. So, we'll have a panel of experts. So,
okay.
It's a mini seminar. 45 minutes to just learn some basics about mm-hmm. resources and what to do to stay safe and well. So you can attend one of those and visit the exhibits. And if you want to stick around at the very end, beginning at 5:30, we're having the reception.
Okay.
So, and some people won't come to the exhibits. They're just going to come to the reception and vice versa. But
okay.
we are doing, a celebration, an official you know, to officially initiate our alliance and celebrate that and kick off the week, Purple City Week.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. And then on the 11th is the festival.
And yes, and that's just a fun family event. Come out and have a good time. Just be a community.
Yeah.
We care. Dress in purple.
Yes.
People showed up fun last year. We're going to do a contest, so we'll be watching for the most creative purple
fantastic
people.
Okay, so the like Shining Affair, Shining Affair, you get your bling on. Here you get your purple on.
That's
and
right.
You become
that's
a winner.
Right.
So
there's raffles, like, because, you know, Barbara's gotten some amazing raffle prizes. And so there's ways for us, you know, we raise some funds through that. So the raffle donations, the treasure hunt contest, that's how we are raising money to help pay for all of this.
Okay.
We don't have any special funding for it. We're just stepping out in faith and just making,
we call that a wing and a prayer.
A wing and a prayer. Absolutely. Yes. That's how we roll. So, so community support is very helpful. So, you know, become an alliance member and get involved. Wear your purple. Yes. Sport purple all week. Be creative. Do it at your home. Do it at your business. Your faith community, whatever. Let's have fun with it. If you want to, do more to support, that's awesome, you know, participate in our raffles and our contests and things like that, and that helps support us, helps pay for the window clings and the...
And I'm still accepting donations, by the by.
Okay.
Oh, yes. If anybody wants to donate a prize for all the raffles we're having, let me know.
Okay, so how do we let you know?
Call me. I'll give my phone number over the air. It's already out there.
Okay.
530-524-0223. Right. You have to put the 530 out there.
I know you do now. That's so true.
I keep forgetting. I'm trying to program my phone and it's not working very well.
So, ladies, we're having all this fun and we're talking about Purple City Week and the Purple City Alliance coming to our community all in order to have a fun way to build awareness and to start asking questions and taking notice of those around us who may be in need of help and maybe don't realize it themselves. So we take a really serious topic and we try to put a spin on it to make it inclusive for all. But we do know, Joanne, it's, as you know very well, it's a very serious topic. So we're building all this awareness because why?
Oh, there's a great need. Here in our county, we have a growing number of seniors and disabled adults who are becoming even more isolated and at risk, and they don't have the amount of support and help that they need. Some of them are completely alone, and others, the families are completely overwhelmed. And so this Gatekeeper program has been very successful because you'd be surprised that what a caring community member can do just in a simple, brief conversation and get them connected to Shining Care so that we can help with our free services so that they can be okay.
You know, and on that note, too, I'm just listening to you. A lot of them don't have family here, so their family does not see what goes by day to day with their grandmother or their mom or whoever.
Yeah.
So it's really important to spread that word around to the family as well as keeping an eye on them, too.
Right. I think a lot of times we assume...
Or we forget.
Like, oh, there must be a doctor. There must be. Their family must know. Like, wow, well, that person, I don't know if they're okay, but it's none of my business. Well, actually, if you make it your business, you're probably going to be that one person that is seeing something and reaches out. And what's great about it is it's very preventative because the changes can be very subtle, and that's what you were talking about. The person themselves may not even notice it. And how many times, think about it, it doesn't matter what age you are. If you've had a person that knows you say, hey, are you okay? And you may not even realize this isn't necessarily about an age thing. This is just like things happen to people. Yeah. And sometimes people are nervous to say anything, afraid. Our mission is to keep people as independent as possible and get them to the most well condition.
Yes.
And sometimes I think people are afraid to say anything because they think they're going to lose control of their life, that they're going to be, you know, put in a home or something, and that's not it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's true. And I think sometimes you're more apt to say something to someone who's not a family member mm-hmm. because it's a safe place. You're talking to a friend and you'll tell your friend more than maybe you would tell mm-hmm. someone close to you that might take the keys or what, you know,
yeah,
what have you.
Right.
So, well, ladies, gosh, that went fast. We're going to take another break. And then when we come back, we'll wrap up and we'll talk more about how our community can help on a day to day and how they can support by going to both of these events and learning more about Purple City Alliance. So we'll be right back. I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Michelle Slade with My Umbrella Marketing, and you're listening to Heroes of the North State. So, Joanne, I'm reading the brochures that you brought, and of course I know a lot about you because I've known you for years, and I know a lot about Shining Care, but I love this. Together we make our community thrive. That's a powerful statement, mm-hmm. if, you know, if we just say it and then be silent. Together we make our community thrive.
Yes.
If we think about what that looks like, whether it's helping a senior or helping a child or helping someone in need or helping your neighbor. That's the whole point of the show tonight, because it's unsung heroes like yourself who are just seeing a need and fulfilling it and asking others to join in. And so I think about that. I go, okay, so how can we help on a day-to-day basis? and we've talked about the gatekeepers, but let's talk a little bit more about what are some of the needs that are out there. Mm-hmm. What are some things that we really, truly could maybe take recognition of?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's so many different scenarios. Like I said before, the need is really great. You know, we're all aging, but really, even like an accident, we could have, anybody can have a change of condition at any time.
Yeah.
It absolutely. Could be an illness, it could be an accident, or it might be an age-related issue. It doesn't really matter. The point is that we can one day be going along just great, and another day, maybe we have a fall.
Yeah.
And, you know, we bump our head real hard, or we, you know, break something. And I call it, you know, the slippery slope. One thing leads to the next, leads to the next. The other thing is that a lot of people are out there, they're grieving. So as we get older, you know, it's more common for us to, you know, lose friends. Friends pass away. Our pets may pass away. Our significant other, our spouse may pass away. You know, grief and can really, grief can cause a temporary dementia.
Yeah.
And it's something, again, this is the common human experience. And if we have multiple conditions, it makes us more vulnerable. So, you know, there are so many people out there putting on a brave face, but they're at risk. And, of course, unfortunately, we have a super high rate of abuse and fraud in our North State.
Yeah.
And, in fact, California... there are nearly 6 million cases of elder abuse every year. So that's approximately one case every 5 seconds.
My goodness.
And unfortunately, these are the ones that are reported, and we know.
Boy, those numbers are high.
Those mm-hmm. numbers are high. Wow. And so a big piece of that is when we become isolated, that's when we're most vulnerable to predators. Wow. And, of course, Some of the predators are very sly, so they may be that one person that does take the time to call, yeah. that does reach out and offer help, but they have ill intentions. Mm-hmm. And so there's no circle of support. There are not the appropriate resources around the person that is now frail or mm-hmm. now is not able to completely protect themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so the whole point behind this is, as a community, when we see a change in a person, we notice they may not, it might be they're just seeming really sad, they're not coming around anymore. That's a danger sign, because mm-hmm. it's any one of us can go into a depression, and when we get into a depression, we don't eat well, we don't yeah. sleep well. Well, that causes other health issues, again, that slippery slope. And then, of course, you know, we're more vulnerable to then scams and predators. And so mm-hmm. this whole initiative is about, as a community, just watching out for one another and being equipped to recognize things and know how to handle it. And how do I talk to someone if they're having some dementia? Which, by the way, dementia isn't necessarily a long-term condition. A person yeah. can have a temporary dementia from an infection they don't know about.
Okay.
Or it could be a sleeping problem.
Okay.
Have you ever had to go days with, or, you know, yeah. a season of life where you didn't get enough sleep and you're like thinking you're losing your mind?
Yeah.
Almost every day.
Yeah, right? yeah. Right? And then one thing leads to the other. So if you're having a memory, if a person's having a dementia or a memory issue, we're all about, like, hey, let's take a look at this mm-hmm. and let's talk about it, because there might be something that can be done to make it better.
Yeah,
and they may open up to you and not their family. That's
yes.
the thing. And then
yes.
you get the answers that yeah. you're looking for.
And yeah, and it's exactly. so important that we honor people. I try to put myself in people's shoes every day when I go do an assessment, because I think to myself, okay, and I know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone said, hey, Joanne, I'm concerned about you, I would like you to have an assessment done.
Yeah.
And they're going to come to your house and assess you. I would probably say, no, thank you.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because it's embarrassing,
yes, you would.
It's personal,
mm-hmm.
and I'd be, now, I don't know that I would be afraid, because I know what it is, but, so we get that, so mm-hmm. it's all about honoring people and just being, I know it might sound a little cheesy, but we're here to just be your friends that have a lot of knowledge
yeah.
and resources behind
yeah.
us. So, when we do an assessment, we're there, we can get to know the person and find out everything that's what have been the changes of condition? What are the changes in the situation? What's causing risk? Mm-hmm. What do you need? And then being that helpful expert advice person to say, okay, yeah. this, because the good news is there are a lot of resources and options and answers yes. to help people stay independent, help you stay living in your own home. And if you can't or don't want to do that, to find the best place for you. Mm-hmm. But you don't know what you don't know.
Exactly.
So that's our job. Our job is to A, identify the need, and B, then figure out what's the best plan for that person, because everybody's different.
Yeah.
And how do we get it in the most affordable way?
Yeah.
So that person can go back to being well and safe and happy.
Yeah.
And you're
yeah.
the one that's going to make the suggestions, because you've taken the time to yes. go around to different places within our city that, oh, she'd be perfect to live here and not at home. Mm-hmm. So you've had a chance to
yes.
explain all that to the person.
Well, and mm-hmm. that's the goal, is to keep their independence as long
yes.
as possible.
Right.
So I think to some, maybe when you hear the word assessment, it means, oh, you want to take something from me.
Mm-hmm.
But really, it's the opposite.
Exactly.
You want to do an assessment because you want them to be independent mm-hmm. and stay independent.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, my dad always used to say, he was a World War II vet, have all of his cliche sayings, so I say them now.
yeah.
But,
well, bless his heart.
yeah, right.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Yeah. yeah.
Right? And so it's really true. It's really a little bit of mm-hmm. assist, you know, talking about it and just saying, okay, a little bit of help here or there can keep
yeah.
you well. And there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, most of the time, families and friends, they want to be helpful.
Yeah.
But it's like, isn't it nice when we help each other? Like, mm-hmm. who's 100% independent, really,
yeah.
if you think about it? If even a young person isn't 100% independent, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, when you're 18, you think you're going to go.
You're going to conquer the world.
And then you quickly realize, oh, no, I need
yeah,
I need help. Yeah,
I need help, and I, you know, and you figure that out. And so I don't know. I think there's something about, as Americans, we're proud and we want to be independent, and that's awesome. But I think interdependence is maybe more appropriate, because I don't know about you, but if I have a problem with my car, I have some friends that I call to ask questions, and
mm-hmm.
sometimes they help me with it, because I don't know how to be a mechanic.
Exactly.
I don't want to know how to be a mechanic.
Exactly. And
yeah.
or plumbing. How many, you know, I've tried, my husband and I have tried, like, oh, we can fix that. No, we needed
yeah.
a plumber.
We quickly learned to call the expert.
We didn't have the tools. We didn't know what we didn't know, and we
mm-hmm.
didn't have the right tools. And so the same is with health care and senior care.
Yeah.
It's like there are some things that it's like how you can't be an expert in everything. So
yeah.
so reaching out and getting information and asking for some assistance and figuring it out, I think
yeah.
is really key, and the sooner the better. And that's what our gatekeepers do. They're the ones that can say, hey, are you okay? You know, I care about you, and I'm seeing, you know, do you want to talk to our friends at Shining Care, because they may have some answers for you.
Right. Yeah.
And we don't tell anybody what to do. We're not coming into control. We just are there to be, again, it might sound
mm-hmm.
a little cheesy, but we're a private agency, and this is our mission.
Yeah.
So we're here to, A, just be people's, you know, a new friend that can be helpful.
And be
yeah.
suggestive.
Exactly.
And suggestive. And we honor people's decisions.
Yeah, exactly. So, ladies, we could go on and on, and I always mm-hmm. love to. We have less than 2 minutes. So thank you for sharing. I really appreciate it, and our community, I'm sure, of listeners do as well. Where can they find you, Joanne?
So we're at Shining Care, so that's shiningcare.org.
Okay.
And you can call us at 530-232-5543.
Okay, perfect. And then, of course, you're on Facebook.
Yes.
Before we run out of time, I want to thank you, Barbara, for coming as well.
You're more than welcome.
Always love visiting with you. And then
you want
to remind us of those dates. It's Purple City Week, and we have 2 dates.
Yes, so we're kicking off June 3rd. And it starts with our Senior Safety and Wellness Resource Fair, which is followed by the reception at 5:30. And then June 11th is Purple City Festival.
Fantastic. So, ladies, thank you so much for being here. Always a pleasure. If you want to share this episode with anybody, go to KCNR and look at their archives and pick today's date. And it's you can email it out. Put it on Facebook. Let's spread the word and let's paint the town purple with Purple City Week. Don't forget, if you're a business and you want to participate, reach out to Shine and Care. If you're an individual,
hey, if
everybody
you don't have,
wear
if you,
purple.
Excuse me a minute, but if you don't have a business, go to somebody that does and partner up.
Yes.
Good idea.
Absolutely. Well, ladies, thank you so much for coming. It's
thank
always
you.
A pleasure. And again, I'm Michelle Slade with Joanne McCarley and Barbara Harrison, and we will see you next week, next month.
Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.